are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Hey, and I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports. I'm probably your average sports watcher, your sports fan. I just don't know the who's or the what's.
You sound really depressed. What's up, you guys? I am Ray. I'm from the north, an alpha male, if you will. I love to ice fish. You'll always find me on a lake. I wrestle. I also play football. And if you go to a bar, most people drink their martinis, you got your wine glasses, maybe a can of beer, not me. I'm shotgunning, baby.
Hey, can we pre-record this thing, or do we just have to say it the
no,
same?
No, we got to do it the same every time, because Okay. Every day we have different emotions, we have different feelings. Sometimes we're sick, sometimes we're not. But you know what we do every day? We play a game called Would You Rather! Game on! Would you rather spend the next year exempt from all taxes, or have a 1 month paid vacation?
I mean, I probably spend a crap load on taxes, so I would just I don't want to pay taxes. Vacation, I mean, what's the other, what paid, how long?
A 1 month paid vacation.
1 month paid? God! Give me the vacation. 1 month, I can do a lot of fun stuff in 1 month, and you're paying me to do it? Let's go to Hawaii, baby.
I'm going to have to piggyback with Eddie on this one. You do not imagine what it's like to have a paid vacation. I finally have gotten to that point in my career where I get paid vacations. Boys, there were times I would go on vacation. You'd come back broke. It's like, oh, I just had a great vacation. Yeah, I did too. I'm broke as a joke right now. To have a paid vacation and a month to boot, that'll change your life. We just had a 3-week vacation, and I was totally rejuvenated. Improved my relationship with my girlfriend. I got to see my family. My nephew apparently is 11 years old now. I haven't seen him in a year.
Stress-free.
Vacations are amazing. The tax thing, what does that end up equaling? Like, I don't know, probably $10,000. I'll take a paid vacation and a month of time. That's awesome.
Yeah, it would be nice to have that extra money from the taxes, because every time you go to the store, you got to pay tax on this, pay tax on that.
I didn't even do sales tax.
Sales tax. You got a gas tax. You got a
luxury tax.
Luxury tax. I mean, that's
Monopoly.
Yeah, and NFL, things like that. But
Park Place, Boardwalk.
Yeah, Park Place. Although they have taxes for
$200 if you go to jail.
So Waterworks. I don't know how much we end up paying in taxes, but it has to be a big chunk of money. But if you have that money, if you don't have time to take a vacation, you can't spend that money on anything cool.
Right.
So give me the month paid vacation,
wow,
baby.
That might be the first time we've 3-4'd that one.
Yeah, we went 3-for-3. Congratulations. And that's how we play.
Would you rather?
Game on! And you know that's because we're too dumb to do the math on the taxes, that probably the math with that one would have equaled out to a better choice.
You probably would make a lot more money on the taxes.
Instead, we're all stupid American red-blooded.
I'll take the month vacation.
Hey, I'll take that time off, dang it.
It's a little less than, what, 30% now? It's probably like 27% of your total income. So that's just your tax, like, of just what
really?
You make.
It's that much?
Yeah.
Holy crap, maybe I want that tax.
You know, so there's that. And then if you're taking away all the sales tax and all the Monopoly luxury tax, that's a lot of money.
Oh, maybe we want to do the tax.
I mean, we should rethink that one. I mean, 3-for on tax.
Us three are all idiots. All of us think,
give me the time off
where I can go spend some money instead of save some money. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty stupid.
We go down to Hawaii. Is Hawaii down?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go down.
Well, yeah.
I have no idea where Hawaii is.
Down and over.
Yeah, we go down to Hawaii, go down to the Cayman Islands. Where's that?
There's no way that's near Hawaii, so you're already now jumping all the way.
He's globetrotting.
I have a month off, guys. I can go anywhere I want.
Yeah, but you don't get paid that much to go to Hawaii for a month. Like, reality, with our paychecks, we'd probably just, like, go somewhere for a few days
and then chill at the house.
Right, exactly.
And that would be our vacation for a month.
Man, maybe we made the bad decision of going with the paid-off month.
Yeah.
Maybe we want the taxes.
A lot of money, man.
Yeah, it is. But guys, let's talk about the most shocking thing that happened this weekend.
The Cowboys lost.
No, that wasn't shocking at all. What? The most shocking thing of
that
the weekend
snowed in KC?
Was the Patriots dismantling the Chargers.
Well,
I mean, we try to bury the Patriots all the time. They're done. They have no playmakers. They have none of this. They have none of that. And what did they carved up the Chargers slow and steady and painful. I mean, it was like a nick here, a nick there, a little nick here, a little nick there. And they just ate. I mean, it was like carving a turkey, but they did it slowly and meticulous and all painful. I mean, here, Phillip Rivers here, you think you got a chance? No, it was utter domination.
If you are a Chargers fan, it's not just one big play. Oh, that hurts. Or one field goal. Oh, it was 3 hours of slowly being drowned and you can't fight it. You
it's
just
like
have
what
to
I would imagine, like you know, like torture, like back in World War II, like that kind of stuff.
Dude, Lunge, you put it perfectly, man. I mean, it was calculated, premeditated. Was so every Brady pass,
brutal, dude.
Boom, perfect. Every run, little dink and dump, perfect. Over, across the middle, perfect. Brady needs a big third down. Perfect. I mean, they didn't mess around. There were no smiles. Brady,
right.
You could see him staring through people. That was amazing.
We need to, I think, kind of reconsider how we predict on the show, you know, because like we, it's really funny. We really never mentioned the Patriots all season long. When we did, we talked about them being like, they look terrible, they're old and whatever.
Well, they lose Josh Gordon. We thought it was over.
We thought it was over.
RoboCop couldn't move anymore, but it didn't matter.
And then, guys, they're in the playoffs, they have home field advantage, and they slowly massacre the Chargers. And we're like, okay, I guess we were wrong about Patriots.
And the score was 20. The score was actually about 70.
I don't even know the final score. I turned it off in the middle of the second quarter, guys. It got up to like 28-7 or something. And I was like, okay, I'm done. I don't need to watch this anymore. Maybe it was 35-7 when I turned it off. Whatever.
So
it
Lunchbox,
was so bad.
Your pick to go to the Super Bowl is now done. That was
in
the Chargers.
AFC, yes.
AFC. It's the Chargers. You have them going. That's not going to happen.
Right. That's okay. I still have the Saints, who I said would win the Super Bowl in the preseason, so I'm happy with that. And what is crazy, it was just, I don't, the Patriots, it's like all of a sudden the playoffs started, and they said, okay, we're going to be focused now, and we're going to quit messing around. Like, they were messing around the whole regular season.
Right?
Here's what's incredible. They are now in the AFC Championship game for the 8th straight year. That is so insane.
I think it was Brady's like 42nd playoff game. It's like
Brady,
something like that. It's like, okay, well, then it doesn't faze you at that point, right? It's just another game.
I saw this on Twitter. Brady has now 28 playoff wins. Peyton Manning had 27 playoff starts.
Wow.
That tells you how dominant Tom Brady and the Patriots have been.
And I mean, he is a tall man just dominating the field. All these young gunslingers doing the sidearm throws, they don't even go back like Brady. Brady just grabs that missile and fires it perfect. He doesn't throw it deep. But
he doesn't need to.
But the missiles he throws are right there and so laser sharp.
Hey, 3rd and 7. Edelman, go 8 yards and I'll hit you right in the stomach.
And it's almost like he has eyes behind his head too. Like he just knows when stuff is coming at him. He knows when someone's, I mean, he just knows how to move.
And I think
it
was James White.
Quickly.
It was one of the third downs James White didn't get. They got almost every single third down. There was one that James White didn't get. And when he didn't get it, he just kind of looked up at Brady almost to say, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And Brady just sat there like this, like, you know what you did. Be sorry. Be sorry.
Yep.
But we'll move on. But you know exactly,
what you did.
I mean, I didn't see Brady smile the entire game.
None of them. I mean, they just, boom, high five, they score a touchdown, get off the field. Next one, boom, score a touchdown, get off the field. I mean, it was beautiful.
Poetry in motion?
Poetry in motion. It was just everything you wanted to see from a football game. That was it.
And it made you think, is this the blueprint to win a football game? Do you not have to throw it deep? Do you really just have to get 3 yards every play?
And we want all these flashy quarterbacks, these running quarterbacks. Oh, these Patrick Mahomes, these Cam Newtons. Tom Brady can't. He can barely move, but he moves intelligently. Like, the rush is coming, he slides one step to the left.
That's what I'm talking
about.
It's
not like it's like he's running out of the pocket or running for 5 yards.
He literally takes a step to the left.
He takes one step to the right,
and then gets rid of the ball.
Guys.
But coach, you act like this is easy for a team to do that. Like, it's really not easy for a team to play the way they played. It's almost like this is the way the textbook is written to win a game, and they studied and they executed exactly the way the textbook says it.
It was almost like, okay, Brady goes, hey, Edelman, what's your absolute favorite play? And Edelman's like, well, me just go 7 yards out and then break either left or right. Okay, I'll throw it to you, and I'm going to hit you, and we're not going to make a mistake.
And
okay,
there were no
mistakes.
That's
your favorite play. Sony Michel, what's your favorite play?
Just running up
like
the middle.
Running up the middle.
Okay, we're going to do that. We're going to do that 12 times. Can you get at least 3 yards every carry? Okay, then yeah. We can't lose this game. I mean,
Gronk.
Everything, dude.
Gronk. I'm not going to really give you the ball too much.
Gronk, you just
block. RoboCop.
And you just block for Michel. When I give the ball to Sony Michel, you just run up there and knock some people on their earth.
And he
knocked some people on their earth.
RoboCop, sometimes if I throw you a touchdown in the end zone, just like reach one hand out. Don't even look like you're about to catch the football.
Right.
Like,
if you catch it, cool. If you don't, no big deal. Everyone's used to that.
Where's the Gronk that used to catch the ball?
Dude, hey, but... Like, I really felt bad for Gronk. Like, I feel bad for him now. Like, there was one run where Sony Michel or White or someone runs into the back of him and he fell over like the RoboCop malfunction. Like,
well, no, that's because when they run into the back of your legs, it knocks you.
I know,
that's
Coach.
It happens to everybody.
But Gronk is just, he was this machine of a man. Like,
and you know, in the playbook, it probably said, you may run into RoboCop.
Just keep going. Don't let it stop you.
So, he was like, one knee down, second knee down, and then he went down.
Yeah, and it was really like the Chargers decided, hey, we're just going to leave you guys wide open. We expect Tom Brady to miss those passes. I don't know. And did they make any adjustment? Did they change their game plan at all? Because when
there,
I watched
there was nothing to cover, Coach. It was just, it was different.
No,
all
it
the
was,
time.
You're supposed to cover the guys that are going out for passes. They seemed to be wide open the whole game. But I didn't watch the second half, so I don't know. Did they ever make adjustments and cover the people?
They made it the score a little bit closer than the actual game was.
Well, that's because I
was.
Feel like the Patriots probably just got the clock going.
Once they got 41, Belichick was like, he was like, we don't need any more points. Don't show them anything we don't need. Do some little two-yard runs. I don't care. Just don't get the game within two scores. And then Brady allowed it close to two scores. Then they were fine. You know what I mean? And the onside kick,
kick is... irrelevant.
Bring me a little excitement. At the end of the game, it's like, oh, they have the onside kick. It used to be as when we were kids. Oh, the onside kick's coming. Here we go, guys, the onside kick. Now it's like, great, the onside kick. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm going to turn this off.
Yeah, it's over. You might as well just kick it deep and hope he fumbles.
Yeah, the onside kick change rule, dumbest thing ever.
I saw a tweet yesterday, and I wish I could give credit to who it was from. It said, oh, they changed the onside kick rule to make it safer. Question. When has anybody ever died from an onside kick?
Love it.
It's true.
Like, I mean, that was the most impressive thing of the weekend for me, sports-wise, was just the dismantling the Patriots did of the Chargers. All this talk, I was like, oh, the Chargers are definitely going in there, and this is the year of Phillip Rivers. Woo! It was not the year of Phillip Rivers.
Speaking of Rivers, what did the crybaby say? Like, did they interview him afterwards?
He's not a crybaby.
No, he's pretty... I love him. I really do, and I admire, like, his passion, and it's really cool, but he's a crybaby.
No, I think he was yelling at his offensive line because they weren't listening to blocking assignments. They weren't sliding over when he was sliding over the coverage. He was saying they're missing assignments. So he was frustrated. And I think they were all frustrated. And so he's barking at him like, get your head in the freaking game.
Baby. There was a video I saw. I don't know if it was last week or when, but it was before the game during game warmups. And he's just like throwing the ball and he goes, hey, whoever's talking to my helmet, tell him to shut up. Like, really, all I hear is voices in my helmet. Like, tell him to shut up right now. I can't concentrate. And they're like, yeah, tell him to shut up.
Because they have a little earpiece.
Yeah. And he's like, God,
but I'm glad
shut up.
What happened? I'm glad that happened. Because of that, we get Chiefs, Patriots. And I think that is going to be the most amazing football game played in the NFL in a long while.
There was a
Speaking
graphic.
Of Chiefs, where is our boy Pitts?
We'll get him in here.
Is he coming in here?
There's a graphic that I saw on Twitter, speaking of Twitter, that said, this is how America's rooting for the AFC Championship. It's like all Chiefs, the whole United States, except the Northwest. Like, the little tip is like Patriots. That's it.
And
is that how we all feel in the room?
No.
I love, though, that the championship is going to be... It's in Arrowhead, right?
It's at Arrowhead, yeah.
I absolutely love that.
I texted Pitt, said, get in here.
That is must-see TV, must-listen-to radio. That game is going to be amazing.
And let's go over to the... Let's talk about the Chiefs-Colts game. We got Pitts coming in, our big Chiefs fan. He went to Arrowhead in the snow, going crazy. And, guys, the football this weekend... It was a terrible weekend for football. All the games were terrible.
Yes.
It was boring. They were all
the Cowboys
blowouts.
Made it close.
Well, no, the Cowboys didn't really make it close. The Cowboys
was a one score game. Like
the whole game, it was a two score game.
Yeah, what about the Eagles though? At the end, they had a chance.
Yeah, that was exciting.
That was the only.
But the Cowboys were never really.
The Rams were never in danger of losing the game. The 7-6 for the first half of the first quarter. But then after that,
ladies and gentlemen, let's
talk Chiefs. Hey, can we bring in Chiefs radio, please?
This is Kansas City Chiefs radio. We apologize for the snow, but that barbecue's going to keep on being finger licking good. Barbecue, Bubba. Come on down to Porky's. Wink, wink.
Hey, Bub, this segment with Big Pits is brought to you by Gates Barbecue. Come on by. We have 2-for-1s tonight. Come on by.
We had 18 inches of snow, Bub, but we still got 18 ribs on the grill, Bubba.
Live from Arrowhead, here is Big Pits.
All right, Pits.
What'd it look like on TV? did it look like it was a ton of snow? We had a ton.
Actually, it didn't.
It really didn't. It looked like it was all piled up on the side. They did a good job of clearing the field. The field didn't look like it had a lot of snow on it.
Was it covered in pregame?
No, they took the tarp off at 9 a.m., so we didn't get to see that, and then they cleared it off before they showed it on TV.
Brother, the only way we knew it snowed is that you see the seats.
Yeah.
The seats had accumulated snow.
Right, and I want to talk about your idiot fans. I mean, besides the game, you idiot Chiefs fans throwing snowballs at the players and people on the sidelines. You are so stupid.
Remember I talked about Iowa game that happened to.
Yeah, and I mean, they showed him. I'm like, you're going to get
just
kicked
stupid,
out.
Stupid. It's extremely dangerous, guys. That's not snow. Like, that's that packing snow. It comes from the third level. Like, that's just a solid ball of ice. Think of a softball and throwing that from three. Like, at no point in any stadium is that cool. Like, I watched a referee get hit in the head. That's not cool. You're going to hurt somebody.
And I saw Andy Reid rip off his headset coming down the sideline going, use your head, pointing to the stands like, don't be stupid because they threw a snowball.
No, I don't say you say use their head. He's like, you hit me in the head.
No. Andy Reid didn't get hit in the head.
Okay. Brother, did you partake in any of the snowball?
Hell no, did you
throw one? Hey, brother. Hey, no one's listening.
No, I was absolutely not. I was too close to the field, bub.
All right. All right. Listen. Pits.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people were worried about the Colts going into Arrowhead. You were nervous. It was domination by the Chiefs from the jump, from the absolute start. How as a Chiefs fan, did you feel? Like, how do you feel?
Let me just tell you that we got there an hour before kickoff. For Chiefs games, you're trying to get there 5 or 6 hours in advance. We'll get into the weather situation. But getting there an hour before kickoff, just getting there is amazing, man. Brought my buddy. We're walking down. Took forever to get in. And, I mean, just like we talked about last week, was I worried? Of course I'm worried. We're playing the Colts. It's the playoffs. Chiefs look great. I cannot believe. I'm going to watch it on TV today. I got it recorded. The defense.
Now, where did they come from?
Where the hell did that come
from,
man?
That's what's crazy about the playoffs. Everything that you thought was going to happen, the Chiefs, they have one of the worst defenses in the NFL. They played their best game of the year this past weekend. That was the best the Chiefs did. So what you thought was going to be Andrew Luck carving them up, that the defense is in trouble, you're going to have to outscore them. The defense won the game.
100%.
It's just crazy how they dominated the entire game.
How about all those touchdown passes from Mahomes?
What about him?
There weren't any.
I was like, I don't remember him
throwing
any. How
about them Chiefs? My point is just that defense.
Running.
It was exciting to see. Yes. And Damian Williams, shout out, because I do not. We give credit where credit's due to that defense. I don't know that we could do what we did offensively without that performance by Damian Williams.
Yeah.
You know, because we struggled when we lost Hunt, and then we had Ware. You know,
Ware's hurt.
That rushing game is huge for our offensive production. Huge.
Yeah.
And that defense, it was not a team that we'd seen all year. I mean, we're in the fans watching. I don't believe Andrew Luck got a first down till.
I don't even know when, in the first half. It was crazy to
see. Four three and outs or three.
Sort of like in the Patriots game. The Patriots had 21 first downs, and the Chargers had 20 plays run.
Yards.
I mean, and that's sort of like how the Chiefs was. It was like first down, first down, first down, first down. Colts, three plays, three and out, three and out, three and out. It was, and you started out hot. There was no nervous. You went down and scored a touchdown right away. So there wasn't the anxiety where you fall down 7-0 and the whole crowd is on pins and
needles. You know that first score is big. You know, especially in playoffs. We were, I'm not going to say stunned. I mean, we have a good team. But it was kind of a stunned feeling. You were like, holy crap. You know, the anxiety was gone from the fans. When you score a touchdown, you're like, crap, you know, let's get some defense. You know, I'd love to get the ball back. And to see three and outs, it was almost kind of a pinch me moment. It's like, is this crap really happening?
What was it like in the crowd? How was it? How was the feeling around you?
Dude, it was absolutely amazing. My hands are still blood bruised. You know, you get little blood blisters. I was beating the seats in front of me like you do. You know, right before they, every time it's ready to snap, everybody leans over.
Did you have gloves on?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But, man, it really wasn't unpleasant. My feet were cold because I didn't know what I was expecting, so I was poor planning on my part. I brought tennis shoes and a couple pair of socks just planning for cold. Didn't realize I was going to be – I needed waterproof boots.
Oh, you know? So they're all wet cold.
So that was dumb on my part, but –
Was it windy? Because, I mean, it looked cold, and you didn't have anything on your face. I thought you'd be wearing a ski mask.
Dude, I think everybody would agree with me. Aside, and given I was down a little closer, if you
right,
were
so you
the,
may have been
top,
blocked by the wind. The wind may not have been affecting you.
Without, like, I remember during the game, I looked over at Diana and the Colts fans that we came with, and I said, "Are you guys cold? Cause, I mean, I'm really not. Like, this
yeah,
is
did
nobody,
you drink a lot of hot chocolate, or were you pounding some beers,
really
or what
no,
were you doing?
Man, we didn't have time. So let me tell you, we left. We didn't.
Brother, did you get up?
We were lucky. I mean, I got a little dicked up, I guess. I mean, it's a football game.
Brother.
But on Friday, I mean, we're talking, I mean, Mick Ultra, bub. I mean, it's not, I'm not a two baller. I'm 40 with a bald spot, you know, my old day. But anyway, so we leave at Friday at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Plenty of time. Get the lady. We're gone. We get to Cape, I think it's Cape Girardeau. I'd have to ask her. But anyway, we get about
Cape
2 hours.
Cape Cod?
In. Cape Cod.
Where are you talking about?
Cape Girardeau, Missouri. It's on the way. So anyway, St.
So you
Louis
get stuck in the snow. I saw you get stuck in the snow.
No, not just snow. We're in a snow globe, bro. I'm in a 2015 Hyundai Genesis rear-wheel drive. I mean, I'm getting the silverware clean for my last supper. I've had no business being on the road. No business. I mean, it was extremely dangerous.
Right, and I saw you were stopped, and so you pulled over.
We had to stop. No, we're on the interstate. They shut us down for two straight hours.
He
did
said
not
it was
move.
A parking lot.
We watched Netflix.
So what did you do? Did you leave the car running? Because aren't you worried about running out of gas?
We had got lucky.
You got lucky in the snow. No. All right. That's another story.
What's his name, brother? Your buddy's name?
Bigger guy. He was a chief. Had a chief flag on his Peterbilt.
What?
We stopped for 2 hours. We were watching Netflix, and she started drawing. She drew a Chiefs in the snow. That's what I. That didn't I send you that?
That was pretty funny. Yeah.
So we made the best of it. But we started.
Yeah, brother, you did that on the road?
We didn't. There was no road, bro. It was a parking lot. We put it in park on the interstate.
That's amazing.
So at times you were thinking you weren't going to make it to the game.
Very much so. So that's why I was telling. We stopped for 2 hours, and I told her. I said, "Babe, I said there's honestly a chance that because I'm not going to kill myself. Like this is
well,
it's getting.
I hope not, brother.
No, I mean, putting myself in a situation. It was way past. I shouldn't have been out there in a rear-wheel drive car. Thank goodness we were safe. We made it. We're driving 20 mile an hour on the interstate. I mean, and there weren't. You can't. You have to stay in the lane. You know, so you can't get off to the shoulder because you get in the shoulder, you're going to spin. You don't have the car for that. So
how many wrecks did you see? How many cars were on the side of the road?
100.
Wow.
Didn't see any wrecks. Thank you.
Good.
I saw the cars slid off. Yeah. I think it was people with rear-wheel drive cars like me that didn't know how to drive with them. They just, you know, thinking they could do what the semis could do.
Brother, I got a question. The buddy that you went with, he wore a Tennessee Vols beanie to the game?
Yeah, intern for me here. He graduated from UT.
Okay.
He's a big UT
fan. Did anyone
fan,
make
so
fun of him
cult...
for going to an AFC playoff game with a Tennessee
Vols?
Hell
yes, me included. Everybody I could get walking in, I got to make fun of him. That's the
but
point
he had Colts gear on.
Yeah.
He had
a Vols beanie on, and he had Carhartt on, but you could see his blue. He had Colts zip, you know, all that stuff. And to his defense, he tried to hide it. You know, I would too. You know, you don't want to be at Arrowhead and have the
Tennessee
crappy
Vols.
Little horseshoe on your shirt.
Did you hear about your Chiefs player that hooked the homeless guy up with 3 tickets to the AFC title game this coming weekend?
No, but I love it. Tell me.
Yeah. So he got stuck in the snow in his truck, and this dude helped him get out of the snow, not knowing he was a Kansas City Chiefs player. And he was like, "Hey, man, I just want to help this guy out. Dave, help me out. I don't know who he is. I didn't get his contact information." And so everybody on Twitter was like, I'm Dave. But he tracked the guy down.
Who was it? Kelsey?
No.
It was Jeff
Allen.
Jeff Allen, starter.
Yeah, he's an offensive lineman.
You know
lineman.
Him, brother?
Yeah.
He had set out in the snow Saturday for Arrowhead Stadium in the divisional playoff game. His truck got stuck in the snow, and this guy helped him pull him out.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
And so he got to the game, and so he reconnected, and so this dude gets to go to the AFC title game this weekend. 3 tickets.
Boy, lucky. He
just you going?
I was just telling you. I'm having trouble getting tickets. Like I'm not understanding the Chiefs website. I've been waiting for the 4 or 5 hours this morning for him to go on sale. We've all bought tickets to a concert or a big event. It doesn't mean you're going to get them, but I was trying to get in line and stuff like that. I mean, I can get tickets now. They're $600 or $700, man. I just, you know, I'd rather watch at the house.
Wow.
You know, a few hundred I could see. But, man,
you're pretty excited. You were pretty excited this morning about your Chiefs, and now you sound down.
No, I'm not down at all. I'm just saying I'm definitely going to watch the game. And let me finish up my experience so you can understand.
Talk about your experience.
So right. We got our plan was to meet that we were just going to go all the way on our own. We were going to meet the Colts fans in Kansas City. We had a hotel that we were sharing in Kansas City, but our plan was to meet there and just do everything together once we got there. Thankfully for them, we met in St. Louis. Like, we got to St. Louis at 1 or 2 in the morning, Saturday morning, and said, we can't go any further. It's just not safe. Either we're going to stop here, and they said, no, they had a 4x4. It all worked out, man. They came. We got about 3 hours sleep. No big deal. We were refreshed. You know, you got whatever. You're excited. You know,
you got the adrenaline going. You got Pat Mahomes. Did you get a high five from Pat Mahomes or Tyreek Hill or anybody?
Didn't get close enough, but he heard me. I can promise you that. He heard me holler at him. Surprised I have any voice today, bud. So anyway, we get up at like 6-7 o'clock in the morning, had a nice breakfast, still had to drive safe Saturday. We had a quick breakfast, got back on the road. We're in St. Charles from Kansas City. We're looking at 3 hours on a normal day.
All right.
Three and a half. It took us, we got there. We left, I guess, after breakfast at 8 some in the morning. We got there an hour before kickoff.
Wow.
We parked. I mean, there was slush. It was, I mean, I was soaked. And nothing was going to stop me from getting in. It didn't matter. I could have been miserable.
Come hell or high water, you're going to be in that stadium.
Dude, we're 19 hours in a vehicle on an 8-hour car drive. Hell yes, I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
You're
going
to hear me. And the whole thing was absolutely incredible. The experience, even my buddy, he goes, man, he said, I'm a bandwagon Chiefs fan. And I told him this on the way in. I said, you're never going to cheer for the Chiefs when they're playing your team. I get it. I said, but come to Arrowhead Stadium and have a bad time. I dare you. You know, it's a fun time, and I hope Colts feel that way. We sat by Colts fans. Everybody had fun. Even they had fun. We knew going in a team had to lose, but nothing spoiled it. I mean, it was an epic weekend.
Their team sucked, though. That was probably hard to swallow.
It was. Did they suck or did we do well?
No, they sucked. Well. They sucked real hard, though. But Andrew Luck, there was no desperation. He acted like it was a scrimmage.
But the Chiefs made them play bad. Your defensive line, which the Colts offensive line has been their strong suit all season, you guys crushed them. You were in the backfield putting pressure on Andrew Luck, getting hands on balls, you know, sacking.
What's that?
Hands on his balls.
Hands on his balls.
Yeah, they were all up on Andrew balls, on Andrew's balls. I mean, you guys played really well. I think you sacked him 3 times. I think he was sacked like 17, 18 times all year, something like that. So
not an easy guy to sack either.
You guys played really well. You should be very happy with your performance.
Can that team beat the Patriots?
And now you get to play your arch nemesis, the guys that have crushed your soul, your spirit so many times.
Yeah, when it counts, because we've had our fair share of wins against the Patriots.
Right.
It's just not when it counts.
I'm not talking about regular season. Right. No one talks about regular season here. Right. Tom Brady doesn't care about regular season.
Let me tell you what happened last time. If I'm not mistaken, I think the last time that the Patriots came to Arrowhead, I think every other time we've played them since then has been in Foxborough. Was the game, I think it was Thursday night, I believe the final was 41-14, and that's the night that we set the world record. That was the Guinness Book. That's the 142.
That's the loudest, 142.2.
That's the 142.2 game, I think, is the last time Brady was there.
Those
and
are the
Belichick
decibels.
Benched him in the third quarter.
But he won't get benched.
They won
benched.
The Super Bowl. It was the year the Seattle Patriots Super Bowl.
He's not going to get benched this weekend.
Hell no. I'm just saying, I think that's the last time they came in. But Arrowhead, let me tell you, I don't know how it came across on TV, but man, we were loud as hell. What did it sound like on TV?
You were loud.
It was loud. It's not Saints loud, but it's loud.
Well, right. Saints loud meaning less loud than we, because we're the biggest.
That dome, for some reason, that dome
felt like it was rocking.
Dude, that dome sometimes.
And it may be louder, it's just they can't hold the record because of a dome.
Right, that might be. And also, your game was a blowout pretty early, so you didn't have to be as loud the whole time.
But we were.
So maybe. Well, on TV, it didn't feel.
I was trying to.
Yeah, you were trying to scream the whole time, but I felt like a little bit you lose the momentum as a crowd if your team's blowing them out.
I just wanted them to understand the importance, because sometimes during the regular season, even as fired up as you are, just like you said, that third or fourth quarter, a couple beers sit in, the day's about over, people kind of even Chiefs fans like right now, that is such a big deal.
Now,
dude,
this weekend, like you got to go all out.
Yes, I need your mama, I need your dog, I need your in-laws, I need everybody screaming.
Brother, our buddy Matt Overton, he plays for
the Jets. You only said something when you heard hands on balls and dog.
Well, God, other than that, I'm
until
just listening
time
to
you've
say.
Interjected.
I got our buddy Matt Overton. He tweeted something over the break. He's the long snapper for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He was upset about something that he's seen a pattern of Chiefs fans saying, we haven't had a good quarterback since Joe Montana. We're so thankful for Mahomes.
Yes.
And then he also says he's just shocked by the lack of disrespect shown to Alex Smith.
The lack of disrespect or the lack of respect?
Lack of respect shown to Alex Smith for saying something like that. Where do you stand on a comment like that? Do you agree with that comment?
I think if you have anything to say about Alex Smith, you're just somebody hiding behind your keyboard on Facebook, because there is nothing. I don't think any team, why would you have anything ever bad to say about Alex Smith? You can say some things that you wish he did better or you wish he had some strengths, but
it's not that. I'm saying just
you should
by,
be ashamed on yourself.
Just by saying we haven't had a really good quarterback. Like the Chiefs, you're grateful that Mahomes is there.
Alex Smith gave everything he had to the Chiefs and would still be under center if it weren't for drafting Patrick Mahomes. That's the only reason that he's no longer a Chief, and he understands that. And I support the Chiefs, and I think anybody would. But Alex Smith is great. He's too good. Matter of fact, he would still be on our team if he wasn't the quarterback that he is. Because he wouldn't go somewhere else and be an elite quarterback. My point is, if he wasn't who he is, he'd still be sitting on the bench under Patrick Mahomes. He gave Patrick Mahomes a year of leadership. Patrick Mahomes, he knew Patrick was going to be the quarterback. I mean, they drafted him. That's going to be the quarterback. He left our organization and went and would still be, probably would be, maybe, I mean, I don't know about now, but they damn sure would have made the playoffs if it had not been for that injury. They were leading the NFC East.
Yeah, people don't show, they don't give credit enough to Alex Smith. He's good. He's a good NFL quarterback. There are so many teams that would love to have Alex Smith. Love to have Alex Smith. And to say that the Kansas City Chiefs haven't had a good quarterback, is he Tom Brady level? No.
Who is?
Right. That's the problem. Everybody wants that star quarterback. And yes, Patrick Mahomes has been great this year. He's been great. Let's see him maintain it. I think he has everything to be a superstar quarterback for years to come.
Dude, his leadership is so exciting because, man, that game right there was huge. Regardless of who we're playing, regardless of where we're at, brother,
you had to move on, brother.
But I'm saying
the leadership is good though, and he's so young. So just imagine.
Experience.
So just imagine what he's going to learn and how he's going to incorporate that later. Like this is just the start, and he's making good decisions now.
It's exciting.
You can tell
he's been around people in his position for an extended period of time in his childhood, because you don't get that kind of demeanor without being exposed to it. Just like we say, you're a product of your environment.
Yes.
He's been in very, 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 very good environments.
Yes,
you don't teach those qualities.
His dad being a professional athlete, him being around other professional athletes, I think from a young age, you see how they carry themselves, how they act, how they interact, how they just go through life. And if they interact with you and they teach you those things, you as a kid learn that at a young age. I think that's a huge advantage.
You can tell when kids were partying when they won a game, which is expected. There's nothing wrong with partying. He might have been taking a shower and going back and looking tape of the stuff that happened 2 hours
ago. Well, I hope he took a shower, and I hope they took a shower before the party.
You know what I'm saying, though? I just don't see him. You don't get those kind of qualities
without being very focused. Yeah.
I don't see him going to parties
without showering, brother.
And I would agree, especially with that hair, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I see him as a clean person.
His mom was even saying, look, Patrick, she said, he said he wasn't going to strive to be a professional athlete growing up. He was going to be a professional. That's what his mindset. He always said, I'm going to be a professional athlete. I'm not going to try to be. Excited to have him. There's things I want to tell you about the trip before you let me go.
Question, did you cry?
Hell yes, I cried. Dude, it's the first time. Did I cry? Did I cry like I lost a pet? No. Did I cry like I was? Dude,
there were tears.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something.
I'm more excited about this Sunday's game than I am about the Super Bowl. Because let me tell you why. Patrick Mahomes, this is the beginning of a legacy for Chiefs fans. At 41 years old, we've never had a franchise quarterback. I will argue with anybody say I haven't had quality quarterbacks. That's just phooey. We've had quality quarterbacks. We're in the beginning. Okay, not only the beginning. This is the first year. We haven't even finished his first season yet, and he's getting ready to play arguably the greatest quarterback of all time at Arrowhead Stadium. I'm not saying it's bigger, but as a fan, getting an opportunity to sit at Arrowhead and host the greatest quarterback and arguably the greatest coach of all time at our house and win to go to the Super Bowl is so fucking exciting to me.
But you're not going to be there.
I'll be at home. It doesn't matter. Just because I don't have the pocketbook to be there. Right. That's the only thing that's stopping me from being there. That's stopping me from being there.
Let's talk about this.
I can write a hot check and be there with the rest of the Yahoo.
Let's talk about this. Were you crying inside the stadium when you were outside the stadium? When did the tears start flowing?
In the middle of the fourth quarter? Yeah,
like,
yeah.
When did you realize this is happening, and you started crying?
Between beer to 6 and 7.
I don't know, because I didn't drink during the game. Usually it's fun to drink. I drank before the game. We had a few beers walking in, and like in the tailgate and stuff. What was left of a tailgate? We had 45 minutes, you know, high-fiving on the way in. I wanted to remember it. You know how you drink and stuff? It was special to me.
I agree with you on that. But when did you start crying? Do you remember? Did you cry throughout the game?
No. I mean, I was into it. I think when it... I think when it just at the end, I mean, it wasn't like I just straight out bawled.
I was excited
as hell, like it was reality. Lunchbox. Brother. I didn't think I was going to walk out of there with the win. Is that what you're looking for?
No,
I was emotional.
Brother,
it was exciting. Brother, as hell.
Bub, this ain't Dr.
We've
Phil.
We've lost every freaking game that matters my whole life. You can't brag about regular season shit. I can brag.
Hey, can
today.
We not?
I'm sorry. You got to do a disclaimer. I'm sorry. You get me heated. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen for me. So I'm pumped. I'm wearing this headband every day.
So does Mahomes.
Don't wash it.
I know. Hey, remember I told you how
that doesn't work.
Hey, the first 50,000 people got these.
Yeah.
I wasn't one of them. But
somebody gave it to you?
No, they dropped it.
Ooh.
Right, and then they weren't there. I dropped it in a puddle. I cleaned it up. No shame in my game.
No, brother. I have no shame that you cried because.
I think it's funny.
When Kansas won the national title in 2008, I felt like the hot eyes. Did I cry?
Cried over there at Sam's Bar on Hillsborough Road.
And when the Cubs won the World
Is that
Series.
That when your girl left you, bro?
No.
That
when the Cubs won the World
and
Series,
his dog.
That brought tears to my eyes, no doubt.
I cried when the Royals won the World Series.
I had never seen them win anything, and it had been just terrible, terrible, terrible. And the way they won it was just woo. Flood of emotion.
Years of investment, though.
Years of investment.
Not just this season. Years
of
investment.
Good investment. Look at the payout, too.
What'd you bet on?
I mean, where's the investment?
He doesn't know what I'm doing for something that doesn't even pay.
They won a freaking game.
You want to know why he doesn't know that feeling? Because as a Cowboys fan, he hasn't experienced anything like it.
I did. I was like 10 years old.
But that's what I'm saying. You didn't invest anything. If they won now, you'd be totally different. Because what happened?
I wouldn't cry. I would be really excited.
I'd be really excited. I love it. But here's me. I'm going to follow it anywhere if I can. This is my fourth game this year. Went out to Denver. Like, I love for it. People have things that some people like to go fishing. Damn, bro, you're throwing a piece of nylon in the river. Go up to Kroger and get you some tilapia.
But I don't cry when I catch a big fish.
Horse crap.
If you caught a monster, I don't cry when I catch
a fish. You'd cry if your son did. Why? Because it matters to you taking your son fishing because you're invested in it. If your
brother,
son caught
did
his
you take
first
your
fish,
son to the Chiefs
you're tearing
game?
Up.
He
huh?
doesn't have a son.
But I don't have any children.
You do.
I don't have
children.
A birth son. I've got three girls that
That's
I raised
same
in my
thing.
Relationship.
Brother, take him to a game.
They
and
don't
cry
care
with
about
them.
Football.
Ah, then get rid
I do
of
toe
them.
Touches with them. They're gymnast girls. I do toe touches with them. I do stuff they like, but they don't care about football.
I'm not hating on you.
Ask them about my toe.
You know why he hates? It's because the Cowboys are out. Because the Cowboys got their butts kicked this weekend, so he wants to hate on you for being emotional and be excited about your Chiefs when he's down in the dumps because the Cowboys got butt stomped. I mean, they got stomped.
Can I say something about Lunchbox's character? Like he was sitting at my house.
I was being nice to you.
Watching this game with me. Not once did he talk any crap. Did he, in my house, talk about how bad they played, talk about anything like that, because he knows how much it hurt at that moment.
Right.
Now he can sit here and talk about whatever he wants. That's what he does. That's fine. I thought it was very cool of you to be at my house and just is almost like support of just like, hey, dude, you're good.
It's a genuine friendship.
They played hard.
I didn't get to watch the game, but if you don't think I wasn't checking it the entire time for you, I care less about the Cowboys,
brother. I'm talking good
I'm
about
as invested,
you,
no, but no, when I you talk about being invested in the Chiefs, I share my investment in the Chiefs and my love for them to you. So when the Cowboys are on, I know that you have the same kind of love for your team and that you feel so it's exciting for me. So
and
I was
my
watching,
excitement
I was for
you for and
you.
The Chiefs were there too. I mean,
and that's what I'm saying.
A as lot a, of excitement
as yeah. a friend
I've
and
never
as a
cried
fan.
It brings me so much
I,
happiness.
I know what it feels like when your team loses. So I'm not going to sit there and talk trash. If it was my team playing his,
sure.
yes, I would talk a little bit of trash.
Well, sure.
But when people like, I hate those friends that your team loses and they immediately text, "Oh, it sucks to be a Bears fan." Like,
that's just stupid.
It's right. like. Guys, you know how it feels.
It really does hurt.
Like, right. eat crap when you
bust my balls on the golf course next week.
Right, next week, couple right. days later. But right. yes, and so Eddie, when he was really down, I felt for him. But at the same time, I thought, man, Eddie, why are you so down? They got dominated pretty much the whole game. There wasn't really ever a chance. Like, midway through the first quarter, they're upset. When they go down, score the first touchdown, they hold the Rams to two field goals. You're thinking, okay, maybe a chance. But after that, it was a double-digit lead the whole game. They ran the ball right down. And it wasn't even Gurley. It was Gurley and C.J. Anderson, who looks like he's put on about 600 pounds since the last
he's
saw him.
He's unrecognizable.
He's unrecognizable.
But he can run really well.
But they just dominated. And so, I mean, the Cowboys, you had a good year. Like I tried to tell you, the Bears, I realistically didn't think they were going to the Super Bowl. As a Cowboys fan, you were being unrealistic.
Winning seven in a row, to me, I thought the momentum was there that they could win. I didn't – there was no – unrealistic thought by thinking that they were had a really good chance.
I think the Cowboys were the inferior team, but when you're that close to the Super Bowl, this isn't the betting side of me. I just feel like Eddie's right. I think the ball could have bounced, and this isn't to bring up the Bears game, but my point is the ball could have bounced the other way on the crossbar for you guys. The ball can bounce different ways.
Right,
but I don't.
But that's what I'm saying. It wasn't that close of a game where one bounce of the ball was going to make a difference.
Right.
So I think from the second quarter on, Eddie, watching the game, realized, well, we ain't going to win.
But I don't think there's anything to hang your head about because one team has to lose, and you were playing a hell of a team. We're seeing a great, great team in what McVay has with the Rams. I mean, that's a baller club.
I don't think the Rams have a chance in New
Saints?
Orleans. I just don't.
I mean, good luck. It's going
to
be tough.
Were you impressed with what New Orleans did?
Yeah.
See, I thought New Orleans, to me, but this is what happens. They look bad because they took off week 17. Then they had a bye, so you're all out of your – you're not in the routine of playing a game. And it looked like it. They looked terrible to me against the Eagles. They won the game. And I'm going to tell you who –
they could have lost that game very easily.
That ball went right through Alshon Jeffrey's hands. And so we're going to say Alshon Jeffrey is this week's Cody Parkey, whatever. But here's my thing. Alshon Jeffrey was such a huge part of them winning the Super Bowl last year. And the Eagles – that you can't be like, okay, we lost. You weren't supposed to win the game. You were right there. And the only person that is thankful for that ball going through Alshon Jeffrey's hands is Carson Wentz. Because he is sitting over there going, oh my God.
Great point.
This guy, Nick Foles, is about to come in and take my freaking job. He is going to take my job. He came in last year, led them, and won the Super Bowl. Okay, it's a fluke.
But as a coach, do you look at a drop pass like that and say, like, all right, we've made our decision. The receiver dropped the pass, so now I'm going to go with
Wentz. But I'm saying the pressure.
How does that happen?
The pressure, if they would have won that game,
sure, it's
the
much
pressure
easier.
To name Nick Foles.
I don't think there would have been pressure. Would have just been named Nick Foles.
I don't even know. I think it would have been an expectation from the fan base.
Absolutely.
And that's what I mean. So that's what the drop pass makes it like, oh, we lost, so it's Nick Foles didn't do as well as we think he did. Like, he didn't do as well. If he wins that game, the whole fan perspective of Nick Foles is 10 times the
if
legend.
If he's not starting there, he's starting somewhere next year.
Well, he's going to be starting somewhere next year anyway.
Right.
So that Carson Wentz, as much as he's a teammate, he had to breathe a huge sigh of relief going, because that would have been two straight NFC Championship games Nick Foles led the Eagles to. Carson Wentz hasn't done anything but win some regular season games.
True.
And I think to I don't think you beat the Saints in the Dome. I mean, this week was, just like you said, I was shocked to see their performance. But I mean,
I think they get it rolling because they got the game out of the way. And now this week it's going to be high-powered offense against high-powered offense.
We haven't really seen Kamara really do a lot of stuff like in the second half of the season. And it's just, there were different players shining. Like, I know who had Thomas and, I don't know, the receiver as far
Michael
as the passing.
Michael Thomas. Unbelievable. I mean,
as far as the passing game.
Or triple team. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
He's so good. I mean, he's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, double team Thomas, and then you're going to start seeing a different Saints. But I mean, like, I saw a lot out of Kamara and Ingram that I hadn't really seen in the second half of their season.
And you got somebody throwing darts to open receivers, and you got that running game. Good luck.
And that's the thing. Once the tape has gotten out, Kamara and Ingram have been, or really Kamara has been slowed down the second half of the season because you get film. That's what these explosive offenses weren't as explosive in the second half of the season because of cold weather. And, oh, these defensive coordinators, they're pretty smart dudes and they see what you're doing and they start figuring it out a little bit. So, I mean,
when was the last time we saw a 1-2-1-2?
I don't know. That's a good question, but
I don't know.
This is the first time in NFL history the top four scoring offenses are in the Final Four. And who knew the Patriots were the number four scoring team in the NFL?
That's what I was saying. Like, we really dropped the ball.
Who knew? I think I saw a stat.
We've just been looking past them all season.
I don't know how it was deemed, but something like this is the first time in so many starts that Tom Brady hasn't been favored. 60-some starts or something.
Oh, they're not?
No, the
Chiefs
are three-point
favorites.
Because
they're at home. All right.
Yeah. That's going to be a heck of a game, man. I know you're wrapping it up. Who do you like?
It's early in the week. We don't want to give opinions,
brother.
No,
I'm curious who you like.
I don't know.
I like the Chiefs, brother. I like the Chiefs a lot.
I do, too, man. I really do. I mean, we're playing.
And I saw brother getting a little cocky on Twitter because someone said, hey, brother, you going back to the game next week? And he goes, I think I'm saving my money for Atlanta.
Well, I didn't know how to say it. I'm undecided because when I say Atlanta, I'm not going to the Super Bowl.
Brother, I would delete that tweet.
No, I mean, unless you want to ship that $650 in your GoFundMe over to me and maybe get me to the Conoco.
Now, that is, brother, we are going to do that. We are going to make, we had a GoFundMe page up for Eddie to go to the Super Bowl if the Cowboys make it. Now we are switching it. If the Chiefs make the Super Bowl, that money is yours to go to the Super Bowl.
Well, it's not just yours, brother. You're taking all three of us.
I would love to. I'm going to go. We were looking for hotels. I mean,
in Atlanta?
Brother, we'll drive back. Brother,
I got relatives in Atlanta. They'll let you stay there, no problem.
Brother, okay. Don't you worry about a thing. Our GoFundMe is going to pay for your whole trip to the Super Bowl.
Get
right
you
now,
a koozie.
Right now, brother, we got you $65. Brother, we're going to have you covered. You'll be all set, brother. Don't you worry about a thing, I'm so excited.
Like, I can't even. All week, I get to wake up. We're just one day closer to Tom Brady at era. I'm excited for Patrick Mahomes to get an opportunity to have this game. Who wouldn't, like, as a kid, you know how you always, like, I want to play in the championship game, or I want to do this. How many kids shot free throws wanting Michael Jordan to try to swat it
Does
away?
It mean or more do... that you get to play the Patriots?
Yes, that's what I said.
I agree with you.
Thank you. The first person.
I agree with you.
What? I'm like, dude, I get it. The Super Bowl is the Super Bowl. I'm not taking anything away from it.
I'm not saying it's better than the Super Bowl, but I'm saying to get to the Super Bowl, you have to beat the all-time greatest.
Yes.
And that's better than beating Phillip Rivers and the Chargers.
Wait a minute. Can we flip the script? Was it last week he busted my balls because I said that?
No.
Weren't you saying I'd rather play the Chargers? And I was.
Well, I think the Chargers would be an easier matchup.
Easier, but I was. But now but I'm
saying.
Why,
no, yes. What I'm saying as a fan, to beat the best of the best means more.
It validates the Super Bowl where I'm holding it up. We beat Tom Brady.
Well,
it's exciting.
Winning the Super Bowl validates everything. It means you're the best team.
Hell with Tom Brady, but to get a play, that is, if you're a football fan and you don't have respect for Tom Brady, you're not a football fan. Like the weight of this game Sunday to have Bill Belichick,
there's
Tom
a lot
Brady,
of
Gronkowski,
you feel it on your
come
shoulders,
into Arrowhead.
Don't you?
It's exciting, and you're not be prepared not to be able to talk to each other, New England, because you ain't gonna hear your brothers in the huddle. You just ain't gonna hear them because on the front of the seats.
Whoa,
bub,
brother!
That's how you beat them.
How are your hands gonna handle that? Are you gonna do that at your house? Do you beat on?
You
the...
do. That's what you do. Do
no,
you,
I'm
you
saying at your
pace?
House.
Yes.
Will you do that?
Yes. I about lost my girlfriend screaming at Bailey's the first year I met her. I don't care where I'm at. My Chiefs scoring, I'm hollering. Bailey's Grill in Rivergate, I about got kicked out. I didn't realize where I was, and we busted them.
You didn't realize where you were.
Okay. I didn't. Hey, dude, when the Chiefs is on,
yeah, you
it's
need
on.
Okay, let's go to the opposite end of the spectrum. Eddie, your Cowboys lost. Let's just give a little speech about your season, how you're feeling, what your emotional state is.
Well, I'm excited. I mean, now I'm looking forward to the draft. We have the first. Oh no, we don't have the first round pick. Let's see.
but was that first round pick worth it? Was it worth it to give up your first round pick?
Just making a joke.
No, I'm asking because it was worth everybody in the beginning said it was a terrible idea.
Of course it was worth it. I'm glad we have Amari Cooper. It's exciting. I mean, he really changed the team. Like, he brought some energy that we needed. We needed that star receiver.
Did they do it really for performance this year anyway, though? I mean,
It really changed. As soon as he got there, it changed the team. They started winning.
Like that.
I just don't know if the chemistry can be built that quick. I don't think the decision was made for a one-and-done.
It's not about the chemistry. It's just about what he opened up the offense.
He really
changed
it up.
Everything.
Not chemistry as much as playbook, like the learning.
Anyway, I'm excited. I can't wait for next year. I mean, really, when your team loses, it's hard to watch the other games. It's kind of like, I had all the other games on, really wasn't paying attention much to them.
And they weren't that exciting. That's the problem is it was blowout central.
Night was it.
It was just okay.
I think Dak needs to hit the tire some more. You know, like there's just something about Dak.
Hit the tire some more.
Yeah, he needs to practice just a little more something, man. Like, he needs to get better at his accuracy. I think he's doing a lot better at his decision making. I think he's going to grow as a quarterback. I'm happy with Dak.
I can see if Mahomes has a summer camp.
That's funny. That made me laugh. Damn,
you got him, brother. You got him.
Just for that joke, we're going to give you 3-for-1 ribs tonight at Gates.
Hey, Bubba, if you're going to be in Kansas City next weekend, come on see us at Old Bucko's.
What are you going
to
ask, Coach?
I just want you to.
Season's over. You have a lot of Cowboys fans that listen to this. The out of the 350 people that listen, I would say 175 are Cowboys fans. Give just 30 seconds about the emotional, like what you need to think about this offseason. Don't be upset. Just talk. Come on.
It's tough, man. I understand how we're all feeling. It's tough. But we got to remember that we didn't go into this season thinking that we didn't even get that far. So The Cowboys got far. They were close. Yes, we're disappointed, but that's okay. We have a lot to look forward to. We're looking at a new Cowboys, kind of like Brother said about the Chiefs. This is a new team that we could actually get excited about. If we can keep some players in the defense and keep that defense rolling, that defense is going to be key for us next year.
Amen.
Zeke, Dak, all you guys, Amari Cooper, all the receivers out there, all the three tight ends, all the no-namers, let's make names out of those tight ends. We're going to use them, and I'm excited for 2019.
Hallelujah.
How about them boys? How about them boys? How about them boys?
I'm excited.
We them boys on vacation.
Oh, that's dirty. That's dirty.
Hey, go visit your buddy over there, Alan Hearns. He's still at the hospital. So go visit your buddy. Take him some flowers or something.
And they say he's going to be back in August.
That's crazy to me.
There is no way. If you still have not seen Alan Hearns' injury, Google Alan Hearns' injury if you want to see something gruesome. And guys,
is this the football? I turned on the TV when they were recording.
Brother, get on the mic.
Oh, brother, it was
bad. Is
this
the one? They said they weren't going to show it?
Yes. Okay. And just so you know, an update, Goose Island had the kicking contest this weekend.
Hilarious.
I saw some dude get hit in the nuts.
Dude, they had to
kick
it.
Was that it?
He kicked it to the side.
They have to kick it 43 yards, and they get free beer for a year from Goose Island in Chicago. So they had it. 100 people tried it. They are giving free beer away to 0 people.
No one made it.
No one.
That's great.
People were slipping and falling, kicked it like half a yard. I mean, hilarious.
No, that goes to show, really, like, shut up. That's
well, now they're kicking from pavement.
They are kicking.
They're not to defend them, but it wasn't right.
From what I saw, it was slippery as crap.
They couldn't plant a leg. Like, I mean,
I don't know if they put pavement or if it was like a little piece of fake carpet on top of the pavement, but it was snowing and icy outside. So people were eating crap, and people waited in line for hour and a half. They got their cleats on, ready to go, and they would fall right on their
ass. But it was hilarious. It was brilliant. Shout out to them. It was brilliant. It got everybody else involved. I enjoyed it. I liked watching it.
But you can go Google some of the videos. They are hysterical. Yep. Just people falling flat on their
That's
if
fine.
You want something to laugh at, we can put it on our Twitter.
Did you see the one where dude got kicked in his butt?
No.
This guy slipped, kicked it literally 1 yard to
straight left,
and drilled a security guard right in his nuts.
I mean, it's right there.
And the whole crowd's like, oh!
Yeah, genius marketing ploy by Goose Island, and it was pretty cool. But I do have a problem with Cody. Listen, man. I understand you missed it. They tipped Cody
Parkey.
Yeah, you don't need to go on Good Morning America or whatever you went on Friday to, you know, talk about it.
He went on Good Morning America.
Or Today Show, one of those shows to talk about his miss. Like, dude, go home and be sad with your teammates. Don't go out and go on a publicity tour.
I was just getting ready to say, that's a publicity tour.
That's a publicity tour. Right. Get out of here.
Right.
I disagree with it. I mean, he has a moment where he could capitalize on it and get some kind of press out of it, maybe start selling some.
Well, then you don't disagree.
Parkey
you agree 100% because that's exactly what we just said he's doing.
I know.
He's hoarding himself out.
And I agree with that.
Right. You're one player on a team.
Hey,
and you're not the superstar.
Yeah, you're not the superstar. You're never, ever going to get press. You have this one moment where everyone's looking at you. It's not a positive moment. It's a negative moment. But if you can capitalize for a second and make some money off it, dude, props to you.
Yeah, bet he's got a book in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
go write your book, I Missed It, and go raise your kids somewhere.
I heard the title's going to be Dink Donk.
No, it's a double doinker. What the
double doinker.
It was doink.
Dink.
Doink.
Oh, doink, doink.
It was doink,
doink.
Collinsworth, he said it.
All right. But hey, listen, guys, don't feel so bad. Vinatieri missed a field goal.
Oh, thank you. I was going to bring that up. Was that crazy?
That was crazy.
Crazy.
Now, that was a chip shot.
It was the shortest
20-some yards.
Now, brother, that was a chip shot.
Shortest field goal he's ever missed in his career.
Can we just, I don't remember, we did the math in the stadium, the points-wise. That would have been a game in the fourth quarter had they made that field goal and had he had that, when he kicked that extra point, it would have been a 7-point game like in the early in the fourth quarter or something. I have to go back and look at the score.
I don't believe in those could you, would you, could you, should have.
No, could've. I'm saying it wasn't the Chiefs dominated, but it would have been a lot more of a ball game had that one, he made that field.
It would have been a different feeling come out at halftime because you would have been up 14 at half instead of 17. Mm-hmm. And the Colts were, so maybe they come out with a little more, but when it's kind of deflating when he misses
that field goal. Miss those. I mean, that's,
and he looks old, guys. He looks old.
He looks really old.
He is old. Hell, he's white. What is he? They said 47?
46, I think. Yeah, that's about
that. Yeah, but the white beard makes him look a lot
older.
Yeah,
that's it.
Kudos to him.
Well, guys, we didn't get to everything we wanted to talk about, but man, that was fun.
That was fun. Brother, congratulations and thank you for being here. That was fun.
Kansas City Chiefs Radio, bub. There's going to be snow again next weekend. Make sure you get your ribs. It's one thing that'll keep you warm. If you ever get way too cold, bub, in the Kansas City winter, bub, a barbecue, that'll make you real warm, bub. Oink, oink.
That segment by Big Pitts was brought to you by Gates Barbecue. We're adding sausage to the mix this weekend, boys. Brisket, ribs, sausage, all of it. Come on over.
And Pitts, we fully support Pitts in his trip to the Super Bowl. Oink, oink.
You all ever watch, I mean, Friday Night Lights? Like, this is what that little radio show they listen to all the time.
Friday Night Lights is so good, dude. It's so good. Like,
there's a radio show? Like,
yes, they do. They talk about the Friday night and the
they
game.
They pretty much narrate the whole show.
Coming up this week, the Dillon Panthers, they got the Sycamore Bowl.
And they take callers on. Caller number three, you're on. Man, what's going on with Dillon right now?
Yeah, you know what? I think Coach Taylor needs his head out of there. You know what I'm saying? Coach Taylor, he's not really, he's got the boys, he ain't playing right.
And everyone listens to the show. All the coaches, all the players, they're driving into work, like, listening.
Gosh. Yeah. And Matt Saracen working at the Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not called Dairy
Freeze.
Queen. It's called Tasty Freeze or something like that. Gosh, what a good show.
Anyway, Coach.
Man, I don't even know if we broke down everything like we were supposed to, but it was awesome. I mean, that's what it was.
Yeah.
The games themselves, a little bit of a letdown. But,
yes.
But you're still holding on to the fact that you're able to watch football.
Yep. This is it.
I even though the games were blowouts, I watched them. Yeah, I turned the Cowboys game off late, went to bed, thought I'd see the final stuff in the morning. You can do a highlight package on SportsCenter real quick. But I watched all the games, even though they all sucked.
Yeah, I mean, the only interesting one was the Eagles and Saints, and it still wasn't I didn't feel like the excitement. It was kind of boring.
I mean, it was exciting
well, because the Eagles scored the 14 right away and didn't score the rest of the game.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It kind of just was like, okay. Yeah. But Nick Foles, man, I'm telling you, that dude, he's got ice water in his veins. Impressive job by Nick Foles.
And even though he didn't win the game. I still don't think he looks like you.
Everybody on Twitter.
I don't see it.
Every time Nick Foles plays, my Twitter feed blows up like, oh my gosh, I didn't know you played for the Eagles. Did you know Nick Foles looks like Lunchbox?
It's funny, I just don't see it.
Every time.
You were him for Halloween, weren't you?
No, I was Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Because he had a full beard.
Yeah, I grew the beard out and I bought all the football pads.
That was a great Halloween costume.
I mean,
great.
It's great for the few people that understood it. Half the people are like,
I don't know. That's okay. Dude, he went full pads, everything. He had pads in the pants.
Yes, everything.
All of it.
Bought it all and returned it the day after Halloween.
That's messed up.
I bought cleats. I cleaned off the bottom of them, took them back.
That's messed up. This dude didn't pay. How much was it total?
Oh,
I mean, with a jersey,
like $300 something.
Oh my goodness!
Dude, the system's set up the way they do it at some of those stores. I mean, that's what we did in college.
Yes, in college, my roommate one time he missed a test and he got mad at his alarm clock, like it was the alarm clock's fault. So he broke the alarm clock with a bat, and he went and bought a new one, the exact same one. Put the old one in the box, took it back, got his money back.
Coach, we were in Chicago and we didn't have air conditioning in our apartment.
Oh yeah, because they don't have ACs in Chicago.
They don't have AC in Chicago. And so we were like, man, let's just go to Walmart and get a fan. We got a fan, used it for 4 months, returned it. We stayed cool the whole time. It was great.
Guys,
didn't pay a dime.
My dad came in to visit me one time and he was like, I had a little TV and he goes, how long you had that TV? I was like, I don't know, like six, 7 years or something. He's like, where'd you get it at? I'm like, Costco. He's like, you know, Costco has a no ask exchange policy? Like, really? No
Stop
ask.
It.
He's like, well, as long as, you know, just you go up there and say, like, I don't want it. Like, they'll exchange it. And
they'll
ask. I was like, you're crazy. He's like, yeah. He's like,
they
come
can't
on.
Ask.
He's like, take it off the wall. Let's try it. Let's go. He drove me to Costco. He's like, let me do all the talking. He gets there and he goes, yeah, what, this TV's not working. The little built-in DVD player or whatever is not really working. So we want to exchange it. All right. Okay. It looks like you got like $500 credit. I was like, it was a 6-year-old like TV. And
Stop
like,
it.
And I go, oh, okay, well, let's go pick out another one. And I go and I get like Ultra HD. Boom. It cost me $200 on top of the money I got back. And there I was, brand new TV.
That's
twice
why I like your dad.
Size.
That's
that
why
is
I like
genius.
That guy.
So, hey, guys, if you need to return something, take it back to Costco.
I don't
today.
Know if Costco still does that, but at that time, it worked.
Were you just like going, oh my God, oh my God? Oh my.
Unbelievable.
Like,
dude.
How did he know that?
Because he's done it all the time.
I mean, there's dust all over it. There was a little malfunction. Something stopped working. I just bought this a little while ago. There's
the
dust.
TV.
I mean, it doesn't even have an HD option, dude. Like, it's an old TV, and they still did. That's like when I worked at Sam's Club. This is smaller scale. Someone would, like, people would bring in their milk. Like, someone brought in their milk jug. They had drinking 3/4 of the gallon. And then go, oh, it tastes funny. And then we'd take it back.
They like, drank all the milk.
And you had to take it?
Yeah, you had to take it back.
Coach, they take stuff back, especially the big stores like Walmart and stuff.
Yes,
like that.
It was like 3/4 of it. And then we just went and got another gallon of milk. So they got a gallon and a 3/4.
And this is what my dad kept saying. That's not their TV.
They don't care.
They don't care.
Right.
I'm like, oh,
like,
God,
when people
man,
give
know.
You a hard time when you're returning something, I'm like, guys, like, you, this money is not coming out of your pocket. Does it matter?
I just don't want to go through the embarrassment. Like, it's embarrassing to me.
To return something?
Just to do like that, you know, to do what my dad did. And I was just like, I just didn't want to be a part of it. But when I came up with the new TV, I was like, all right, that's pretty baller.
Listen, karma will always get you. But I returned a fan in college one time when I didn't have any money. I mean, sue me. But yeah, you do it all the time, karma's going to get you.
I bought a TV for the Super Bowl one year and then took it back after the Super Bowl. No big deal.
See, there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think there is either.
That's a little bit of bad karma. A little bit of bad karma.
It's bad.
Listen, I felt real bad after we used the fan for an entire semester.
A box fan, come on.
Dude, listen, sometimes when you don't have money, you got to do some different methods and paying for stuff.
You got to
survive.
Yeah, you got to cheat the system, man. The system is made to be cheated, and you got to cheat it.
Got it.
If you're not cheating, you ain't trying.
And the thing is, because of Costco, you wanted to go back to that store because they were so nice with the return policy. So you probably spent more money
I'm
there.
I'm a Costco member.
Dude, I love Walmart because they took my fan back from college. I go to Walmart all the time.
Exactly. I worked at Costco. I worked at Sam's Club.
You worked at Costco?
Yes, I did. Seasonal.
No way.
Seasonal.
That's cool.
Yeah, 2003. Winter of 2003.
Costco's got the best meat. Like, if you want fresh meat, go on over to Costco. Woo-hoo! The best meat.
What's
great
so good about
deals
their
on meat? I don't know what it is.
Like, is it solid meat? Like, is it like... Like,
if you get like a steak, the cuts are just good. There's not too much fat on it. It's just good. Good quality.
They
meat.
Honestly at Costco have everything. My buddy works there in Florida. They have everything at
South
Costco.
Beach.
No, not South Beach.
It's always South Beach.
No, it's Danny.
Oh.
He works there part-time.
Does he have good meat?
Gets crazy deals. Don't know about the meat.
Ask him about the meat. He'll
but
know about
anytime
the meat.
We have a TV question, we're like, hey, compare this to your prices. Boom, here's a picture. Here's our price. Let me know. He knows everything. Electronics, food, this, that, the other.
Get him to send you a picture of his meat.
Okay.
Did you like the brisket from this weekend?
Yeah.
Costco.
Oh, that was some good meat.
Some
good meat. I ate a lot of that meat.
That's
I'm telling
saying.
You. Put it in there, tasted good, swallowed it.
Hey, and I wanted to personally apologize. Sorry for the lock. I said Colts. I was wrong.
I had Colts also.
Guys, I had Chiefs a four-game parlay, and I only hit two out of the four, so sorry about that.
Well, I only hit two out of the four. I said the Rams and the Saints would win, and I said the...
What about
Chargers?
Your lock? Your lock
I
was
had Colts.
Yeah, so we lost in the locks. Oh, we were 0-3 on the locks.
Yeah, no, we're pretty bad.
It was bad. Bad weekend.
It's all right.
The Saints are the only one that didn't cover. And it was that missed field goal.
Everybody else.
Yeah, and you guys are starting craps you're starting crap with that dude that tracks all of our locks.
No, I'm not starting crap.
Well, somebody is. You guys are arguing my bets. Like, he pulled my Mars bet off.
Yeah, that's out.
He wanted it out, so we took it out. It's guys, we got to respect some guy we don't pay, and he keeps track of all our bets. I love it.
I haven't even met the guy. I don't even know what he looks like.
I don't even know who it is.
Hey, if somebody's going to do that for free, I'm like, hey, you have all the authority if Eddie's parlay of four teams counts as one pick or four picks.
I do. I mean, that is a one bet.
That's
one bet.
So, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
he was right about that. I was just a little upset about the Mars bet out.
I love the guy. I don't even know who he is, but I respect everything he does. Like, guys, sorry, I'm 2 hours late on your picks.
You're good.
I just did the Excel spreadsheet, dude. Don't even work for us.
Dude, you could literally take a year off and you'd be okay.
Oh man,
guys, I just printed out the Excel spreadsheet. Sorry, it's an hour late. Okay, you're not on the payroll.
All right,
all right,
sure.
Boys.
All right. All right, we're out. Have a great day.
No locks tonight. We took a beating this weekend.
Sure, no locks. Hey, tell me what that Kansas-Texas line is in basketball tonight, because Texas Longhorns are coming up to Allen Fieldhouse. Let me see what we're working in. If I want to rub these Texas Longhorn fans the wrong way, you know, rub them out. Rub them.
Apparently, Eddie doesn't know how to work too.
Because that Texas basketball team, they're struggling. They are struggling.
All right. Texas-Kansas. Kansas is favored by 7.
Woo! Wow, that's a lot of points.
7?
Yeah, that's a lot of points, boys.
Against Texas?
Yes, Kansas can't shoot the ball. And Texas has some height inside. They got a guy that's going to be able to guard Lawson.
What, do you want to do it?
No, I don't want to do it. Don't want to mess with it. But watch that game, Allen Fieldhouse tonight. It's going to be rocking. Horns down.
Yeah.
Rock, chalk, Jayhawk.
Tip off at 8 p.m.
That's right, ESPN, big Monday.
Be there or be square.
I believe Duke is before it was Syracuse. I don't know if that's right.
All right, guys, thanks for listening.
All right, we out of here. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Goodbye.